Gusto. Hey, yo, Gusto. Hey, yo, 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 yo.
Welcome back to another edition of Straight Outta Pass.
Drops.
Man, that was it, man.
When I
eat that pussy. What you got on this song, man? People probably was listening like, what the hell we just played when we came on?
My dudes went in, man. They, you know, at first, you know, I was a little mad at them for taking my classic hit like that and adding pussy on it. I'm like, yeah, man, I didn't like you doing that. But as I kept hearing the song, man, I think the song itself should be taken lightheartedly. But, you know, hey, if some guys having fun, that's what they like to do. Just don't dive in everything face first, fellas. I'm going to tell y'all that right now. Yeah, because you want your mustache for the rest of your life.
You don't know what kind of burning she got down there.
So
I mean, you thinking people's tripping? I mean, people been tripping hard about them coming at the Soul for Real.
Some people been getting mad, but some people been getting too mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude,
like,
what the fuck?
Jesus up, no, man,
what the fuck, man, bro? Damn, bro, another
man,
one.
My clothes burned the candy rain.
Right.
they
just stepped it up a notch. They talking about eat that pussy.
Man. No, but the more and more I listen to it, the more and more I laugh at it, though, because it's like people taking it way too serious, though.
Yeah, people are taking it too serious. But why my the one, I don't know their names yet.
Yeah, well, people don't even know, though. We finna actually pull them in for an interview
in a couple
of minutes.
Yeah, we actually getting ready to call them actually on the actual real phone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and this is a real, gonna be a real interview. Javon, I'm going to get them set and everything, and then you just go and tell, you know, just talk to people randomly. Until
yeah, come on, man. This is what I do, man. I talk to people. What's up, Daryl? I'm saying I'm talking to you. Well, now, this is what we doing, man. We pretty much, man, straight out of low-cat. This is our ninth season. I'm lying. You know how you have to make up a lie to kill time? The ninth season. There's no such thing. We haven't even been on for four seasons yet. Not even through this is our third or second season. But either way, man, y'all rocking out with the best.
Hey, what's going on, man?
And, you know, my man D-Fry, he in the background getting stuff ready. I got a head cold, so I'm sitting up here just talking, man, and talking and talking. Hope my Lakers make the playoffs. Please, God. He just getting everything together, man. He actually got on an almost turtleneck right now. It ain't all the way a turtle. It's just the neck.
Yeah.
All right. All right. We got you. Hold on. Hold on. We finna get it. Get you a little sound tester here. All right. We got which member of NWS is this I'm talking to?
This is Sparks, the rapper.
Sparks, the rapper. Oh, that's what's up, man. What's going on, bro? All right, we got Javon Bibbs and myself, Daryl Frierson, man. Like I said, we're Stroud Low Cash Podcast, man. We just wanted to get y'all in because I know a lot of people was giving y'all heat for the song and everything. We just want y'all people to know who y'all are and, you know what I'm saying, break down, you know, the song and what y'all got going on. So, Javon, you got any questions off the bat?
Now, what's up, man? Hey, where y'all from? Where y'all from,
man? Pittsburgh, man. Y'all from Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, Pittsburgh, PA.
Okay, that's what it is, man. That's what it is. Hey, so you said you were a rapper?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it is, man. Well, so how many of y'all is it in the group?
It's two of us that rap and sing.
So you do we both of them too?
No, I just rap.
Okay, and your other so you the guy that was rapping, and the other guy with the glasses, the one that was singing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's what it is, man. So yeah, what y'all? I mean, so what y'all got coming up, man? You know, tell us.
We working on our mixtape, Class Clown 3D, the other series. We working on our third one right now.
Okay. Well, yeah, we gonna break down the video. Yeah, man. So where y'all do this video at, man?
we trying to figure that shit out, man. Where y'all do this video at?
We did it in the hotel downtown Pittsburgh.
Oh man, they got the hotel. Hey, but time out though. What my man hopping that bed like that with them boots on, man?
That's my style.
Oh, okay.
they is men's size, though. They are men's, not female.
Nah, you good, brother, man. It look like y'all was having fun, man, in the video, and that's what it's about. So I'm trying to think. Okay, have y'all been getting a lot of, like, what type of responses have y'all been getting from this video?
I mean, from the females, some females, they did like the song. A lot of people was hating, but it was all love to me. I ain't had no bad feeling about it.
No, don't have no bad feelings, man. You can't please everybody. But the thing is, you know, it's about what you do, man. Y'all, you know, you gotta have confidence doing it. Y'all brothers got confidence, man. I definitely wish y'all much success. You know what I'm saying?
This is my question, though, man. I'm not even gonna front, man. How did y'all even come up with eating pussy out of candy rain, man?
Well, when we heard the original song, we felt as though that's what they were sugarcoating them. That's what they wanted to really say.
So y'all just,
so we just made our version.
So y'all just said we're gonna go straight for the pussy.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
No, cutting corners, just straight pussy.
Just straight for the pussy. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but I'm saying, okay, but the thing not nowadays, you got to be careful, man. You might not have no motherfucking mustache when you're done. You know what I'm saying? You got to be careful with your. You get one mouth, and that's it. You know. And do you smoke? Do you smoke?
Do you smoke, bro?
Yeah, I smoke.
See,
well, that's what I'm saying. If you smoke, nigga, one mishap, niggas is not passing you on rotation. That's it. That is it. So you can't die. Don't just die. You know what they need to start making, man, with songs like this y'all putting out. You what if you gonna go down on the chick now, man? Just put a curl cap on your face. you gotta protect your shit, man. For real, you can't be just diving in. You know, y'all got any more songs like this?
No, that was like our first song that we did, like old school wax that we remade.
Whoa,
yeah,
wait a minute. Wait a minute, old school.
Hold on, old school.
Hold on, man. How old are y'all, man?
I'm 20 and he's 18.
It would be old school for y'all, man. Time out. He 18. What do you know about eating that? What do you know about? You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. What do you know about that? You know?
We've been doing this since a young age.
Shit. Because they got Candy Rain pussy at eating Candy Rain. I listened to that song for years and never got that.
Me neither, man. Y'all 90s babies, man. Y'all be on that shit, man. Y'all be listening hard and figuring shit out. They was talking about pussy, so we went on here and we just said pussy on ours. We made it pussy. That's what it's about.
So, hey, so how'd y'all become a group and everything? Or what does NWS stand for, too, though?
Niggas with sweat.
I like that.
Okay.
Dude, why did I say that's what I think that name when they saw what the group was? Niggas with swag. I think I was telling Teddy that.
I don't want y'all said it.
Yeah, okay, niggas. So how'd y'all come together as a group and everything?
I mean, we grew up together. Like, we've been friends since we was young, for real, for real.
Y'all cool with Mac Miller and, you know, Wiz Khalifa and all them brothers out of out the pit?
No, I know people who are, like, cool with them, with the school with them.
Okay.
But I don't know them personally.
So, I mean, has the people that actually from Soul for Real actually hit y'all up? Any of them, like, hit y'all from Twitter or anything? Like, damn, man, you know, are liking it or disliking it or whatever?
Yeah, I got crazy all type of people in my DMs, strippers, all type of things.
Strippers? So you got strippers?
Oh.
You know what? They got you know
man,
what?
Man, look, you 20 years old, man. You don't know what to do with that. Pass that. Give me their name and forward them motherfuckers to me.
At Javon Bibbs.
At Javon Bibbs on Twitter. All of them. Flat out.
No, I mean, they see you at. I'm talking about from the group Soul for Real, the original group people. Did y'all have anybody?
No.
So nobody hit y'all up from the group or anything. Like,
nah. Okay.
What is the most? What is some of the most disrespectful stuff y'all have heard or anything? Or has it been mostly love or you know?
I mean, nothing too harsh, honestly.
Like you said, you take it lightheartedly though, man. You know you already know dealing with this entertainment. I'm a comedian, man. So you know dealing with the entertainment world. You know,
I thought some of the stuff was funny to myself. So like, yeah. I didn't look at it in no bad way at all.
Dude, when I saw your homeboy, when I saw him jump in the bed with his clothes and boots on, I said, hey. These niggas kicking. I was bugging up at that point. Because y'all slow-moed it. He slow-moed it. My man dove in backwards with the perfect form, feeding the earth. Boom. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's if you going to dive in the motherfucking bed.
But he's going to eat that pussy.
That ain't right. I'm saying that's how you, if that's what I'm going for, that's how I'm diving in the bed. Matter of fact, I'm doing that tomorrow. Hey, so, okay, we got to call that. That ain't even called the jump on the bed anymore. That's called the pussy bomb. You know what I'm saying? Flat out. So
the pussy bomb.
The pussy bomb. You just jump right in the
hashtag
bed into
pussy
the pussy.
Bomb.
Boom.
Hey, y'all need to put that on. When y'all put the video, I put pussy bomb. Hashtag
pussy bomb.
Pussy bomb.
And you just jump right into the
bed.
The pussy bomb. You jump right in the bed on the pussy. Boom, with your head. Don't headbutt it, though, because you might bust your nose. You know what I'm saying? And then your homeboy got glasses on, so he might break one of pop his lens out on his glasses. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to be safe when you're doing this. And I'm going to do it tonight. I'm saying y'all laughing at it, but I'm saying we gotta perfect this technique.
Test it out first.
So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna go
do
home.
Do that when I hang up the phone.
Damn right. Oh wait, would you got something over there right now?
Yeah.
Oh,
put on the phone.
Put on the phone, man.
I'm pretty sure she don't want to get on the phone.
No, we just wanna see about the can't you play that before you eat that pussy.
Yeah.
We just wanted to say yeah, that's all.
Hey, tell her she's talking to somebody famous, man.
You are famous. You've been on Common View and
right,
stuff.
Right. She don't want to talk to nobody famous or semi-famous. At all. From St.
Google
Louis.
Nah. It's all good.
It's cool. She can lay there, man. I see we NWS ready to do. He ready to go ahead
niggas
and get that
swag.
Candy rain.
Niggas
right.
With swag.
He ready to get that candy rain on. I hear you, brother.
Hey, let everybody know where they can get your mixtape and all that good stuff and your Twitter and anything that everybody can hit you up at, man.
They could go on thatpiff.com, type in NWS, before a mixtape should come up. They can go on YouTube, our YouTube channel is NWS291.
Yeah, I actually saw that other single y'all had, though, man. That's what I was trying to figure out. Y'all were in downtown Pittsburgh, and y'all did that other video. I forgot the name of that other song I saw the video for.
Which one?
The one where y'all kind of like downtown outside, like, it's dark and y'all like kind of like around like public transportation and stuff though.
Oh yeah, that song's called "Give You the Game."
Give You the Game. Okay, yeah. Cause y'all talking about eating pussy in that too, right?
No.
Okay.
Daryl just trying to make y'all whole mixtape about just eating pussy.
No. But NWS. What about your Twitter handles and everything for everybody?
Yeah, mine is NWS4L. Number 4.
All right. And what about your partner and everything for they can hit him up as well?
I think his is NWS_I'm Toronto.
Okay. Because he's so cold, right?
Yeah. He's a cool dude.
Okay, okay. Hey, man, well, we appreciate you coming on Straight Out Low Cash Podcast, man. I'll let you know when we upload and everything, man. And, man, you know, don't be getting caught eating that pussy in the wrong place, right?
Right, man. Protect, hey, man, protect your mustache and beard, man. You get one set of them. That's it.
Hey, it's a cat. It's cats right now that can't grow no mustache and beard from eating pussy.
And you wonder why. So, yeah. You go ahead, young brother. You do your thing,
hey, appreciate
man.
Appreciate you coming on, though, bro.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a good Thanks. One.
Be cool.
Peace. All right. That was NWS.
We sure had an interview. They had an interview with NWS Candy Rain. Eat that thing. That
was, they man, were, you know. I
yeah,
mean,
yeah. You well, know.
So, you think you want to go to a break and this we just do a more longer segments with Averb and everything?
Yeah, actually, yeah, because we gotta let people know. Okay, we just
okay. You know what? You want to show one? Let me hear one of the battle raps. One of his battle raps.
We can definitely play a clip from one of his battle raps.
Let's do that.
And then what we do when we come back, we're gonna have Averb on here with us.
Yep.
And then you guys will be able to. You know, we gonna ask him some questions. This is my homeboy, so you know, this the homeboy. This our homeboy, so we gonna go in and we gonna ask questions. And we gonna shoot the shit, man. We gonna have fun. So be ready for this next.
Or you wanna answer the mailbag?
The mailbag would be cool right now. Do that.
Yeah, let's do that right now. And
I'm sure we got some more Chuck Norris mail.
Yeah, we do, man.
Damn, man, it's all people. Hey. I got into argument.
Motherfucker seeing you on the streets.
Dude, I got into argument at Houlihan's with a female. She said
she listened to the show.
Swear to God, yeah. Danielle.
Some chick just walked
yes,
up.
Yes, no, Danielle, she lit. So she was like, Javon, Chuck Norris would fuck you up. I said, what?
That's the first thing she said to you?
Yeah, and then, you know, we asked a couple more people around the table. They said, do you think Javon right now could beat up Chuck Norris at 73 years old?
You let him put in there, he's 73, huh?
Yeah, I had to make sure. So the people was like, Pig, he said, yeah, Javon could beat up Chuck Norris right now. Like, it's. If you think like I think, you know, I'm like, dude, I believe in Chuck Norris. I do. I know Chuck Norris is cold. Now, if he taught some shit to somebody and y'all was like, fight this dude that's 42 years old. He was trained by Chuck Norris. No, I'm not going to do it on no level. No, I'm not. He's trained by Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is one of the greatest fighters. So Chuck Norris, though, is 73. That's what I asked Teddy. I said, Teddy, when is a good age do you think you can actually say, well, y'all can beat Chuck Norris up? Teddy said 85. I'm like, dude, that's still old. Like, 73 and 85 ain't too far apart once you think about it, for real. So, yeah, man.
We're jumping the mailbag. Man, we're getting a lot of people hitting us up about the top 10 hood movies, man. We're going to unveil that next week, so people keep hitting us up with the top 10 hood movies.
Yeah, your top 10.
Top 10, or we say top tier, not no order.
Right,
we
top
the tier.
Okay, right. We actually got like the top 11.
I mean, I want me to repeat them back. I got them written down. But we repeat them back for everybody.
We're gonna top 11. This is tier one hood classics.
Well, you know, well, the Root.com has got the best. They having like a tournament for the best movie of all time. They got the Elite Eight right now going on. The Elite Eight is Malcolm X, Coming to America, Love Jones, Set It Off, Glory. I'm missing it. Love and Basketball. No, this is just black movies, like total black movies. Love and Basketball. What are the other ones, man? But the thing is crazy is that Set It Off is beating. Set It Off be like New Jack City. It beat a whole bunch of movies I wouldn't think would have beat.
Set It Off was pretty good, but I don't know if it's gonna be not in my book.
Yeah,
it's not
gonna be. Yeah, it'd be like New Jack City. It beat a couple of movies. Menace Society. Be Menace Society.
Yeah, it's not gonna be Menace. No, it's not. Not in my. Not, they need some new people voting. Yeah. Or some. It's not better than Menace Society, man. It's not. And much love to Queen Latifah, but yeah, and Jada Pinkett, all them.
All right.
Saying much love like they ain't gonna
hear. Yeah, but let's go back through the movies though, for everybody to know. They can hit us up on our voicemail as well, and I will give y'all that again.
We got any voicemails yet?
Yeah, we do have voicemails. We can actually play those too. Number is 206. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna wait to play that email next week. That voicemail next week because that's a part they put their hood movies in there. Mm-hmm. So we'll bring that for next week. But the voicemail, hit us up 206-350-5526 or on email at straightolc@gmail.com. You know, with your thoughts, questions, and your top 10 hood movies. We gonna get to the mailbag though. We gonna hold off on some of the emails for Averb because that's the top 10 NCs. We'll talk about that with him a little bit.
Right.
All right. So we got. Let's go to one of the emails here. From my boy, one of my boys from I grew up with, D.O. Turner. He's out in Vegas, man. He loved the show and everything. He gave us his top 10 NCs list. We'll read that later. But he said he wanted to Chuck Norris, though.
Oh, man.
He said, that's it for the MC discussion. Now I have to weigh in on the Javon versus any 70-plus-year-old man debate. I see it like it, this. It's the reality of aging versus the fantasies of grown men. A lot of us view Chuck Norris and many like him as superheroes when we were kids. But it's time to grow up. He is not superhuman. He ages like everybody else. Everything that is happening to Chuck Norris' skin on the outside is happening to his muscles, joints, and bones on the inside. His muscles are weaker and slower, and his bones are fragile. The body wears out. Look at how differently Kobe Bryant has to treat his body now compared to a few years ago. Look at how much athletic ability Kobe has lost in the last few years. Imagine how much he will be when he's 40 years old from now. Being physically active has probably helped Chuck Norris stay in shape better than most of his people his age, and there's a downside. Doing 2,000 punches a day does put a lot of wear and tear on the shoulders. I've seen several ex-football players in the same range, and they can barely walk. If you don't believe me, find an ex-professional athlete and ask them how much damage athletics have done to their bodies. Better yet, go find a 7-plus-year-old man that did athletics for a long time. Javon, you're right. You will never convince them. They can accept their childhood heroes are now frail and that they walk around smelling like mothballs, being gay, and dirty depends. I love the show and look forward to every week.
Hey, he said mothball. That's some old people shit, ain't it? When you think of mothball, you think about somebody old in the house, clean.
Exactly. Yeah. So sorry for the email being so long, but I can't defend myself in person, so I had to do it all in email. Thanks, guys. Dio.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, look. That was real. Hey, man, you a real dude right there, man. You know what? Straight out low cash, they gonna pay your card note for the rest of this month, man, between Daryl and Reminisce. We're going to get some money together because they didn't believe me, man. No, but for real. That's I don't want nobody thinking I'm, like, disrespecting Chuck. I'm telling everybody, Chuck Norris is cold, super cold. He's a legend. But I always tell people, I say, right now? Like, come on, man. Like, are you serious? People like, he would kick. Like, he can't. Okay.
So we got our man Stefan here, Stefan Myron. He says, I know this is random and Cleveland from left field, but I've been a fan of the show for a while now, and I know the show is knowledgeable on a variety of topics, and I like to speak about different, and you all like to speak about different things. The link below is my girlfriend's book that I think I want you all to maybe check out and let your viewers know about. It's a bipolar disorder thing, though. She acts as a Kickstarter program. He just wanted us to shout her out and everything, though, and he loves the show. So, yo, everybody check out. Bipolar is a superpower, and it's the book. You can go on Kickstarter.com, check that out and everything, and support Stefan's girl and everything, though. It sounds like it's a good positive thing, though. He didn't put his girl in there, so.
Okay,
like, you find out when you go to the Kickstarter page.
Stefan, shout out to you, brother, and thank you for listening, man.
Yeah,
that's love right there, brother.
Definitely, definitely. Thanks for listening and everything. We got another email. Yo, Stroud, Low Cash, the last show was hilarious. I couldn't believe that you all came up with top-tier hood movies. I'll be emailing you all back with mine next week. But that was a great topic that you all had. That should be something that should be on regular radio. Love what you all are doing, Casey.
Thanks, Casey. Appreciate that.
Shout out to Casey and everything.
Yeah, well, I'm saying he sent this list, but we're going to read it next week, though, right? He ain't sent it yet?
No, he or she, I didn't say, I mean, it could be a girl. So.
My fault. Sorry.
So it could be, they said they sent us next week, though. They was just laughing about that. He sat down and broke down.
Hey, look, the top for real. Movies. You do, like, look, that's how we make it, like, okay, you can't, they all can't be under this umbrella of, okay, this is a classic. That's why we got the ones outside of the umbrella, ones right up under. So, yeah.
Yeah, so let's go run through them one more time for people to know what we said, the top tier.
I forgot what that
list was. No, I mean, I got the list. I wrote it down.
Okay.
Friday.
Okay.
This is one that somebody had, though, in the email that I said before, though, but I wanted to maybe, it's Coming to America hood classic. They asked that, though, before they made their list. They hit us up on Twitter with that.
Okay. Damn. It got, and I don't know. I don't want to base the hood class off just dead bodies either. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, that's why we got Friday on there. So, would say, okay, we can add Coming to America.
It's got to be tier one then, obviously.
That's definitely a tier one hood class. That might be my number one, but, like, keep going.
Yeah. So we got, we're adding Coming to America, Friday, Belly, Menace to Society, New Jack City, mm-hmm. House Party, Dead Presidents. What else? Hold on. Let me scroll up here. My bad. No, we didn't. Dead Presidents was tier two. Dead Presidents was tier one.
Yeah,
Set it off, and that's what we had so far, unless I'm missing something. I think we missed, like, a couple. I had a couple.
Like Miss Society.
Miss Society. And then
Belly.
I had said Belly already, though, because I know I was missing one because I only had nine on here. So Miss Society was the other one, and I'm missing one more, though. But if you go back to the last show, though, I'm going to have it all. I'm going to re-go back to the last show and write them all back down. Deep Cover was one that we said was tier two to RB.
Yeah, that was tier two. No, I said tier two.
Tier two,
yeah.
Somebody emailed and said for next week's show, saying that they think Deep Cover should be on there too.
On the tier one?
On tier one, yeah. Because, yeah, they think it should be tier one. But then we'll get in that. And we finna get ready. We're going to get to our break, get some music. We're going to actually play some A-Verb music and everything. We're going to play A-Verb all this show, though. He's our guest.
Yeah, and if y'all haven't, go check him out, man. A-Verb done battle. He done battle Matt.
Yeah, we actually going to show. Yeah, yeah. Man, he's the number one battle rapper in the world.
Yeah. From St. Louis. From our city, and that's our home, boy. So we want y'all to check him out.
And we actually going to play a battle, part of a battle, snippet of a battle, and then we'll go to some of his music, and then we'll come back. Give you some interview with A-Verb on Straight Outta Low Cash.
Dun, 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 dun.
Real quick, if we were slaves and had a New York slave master, and the master came and said, "Now which one of you country niggas want to be my new house nigga?" Here, Neil, quick. I get to pick in my cotton. I'm on that field ship. I'm driving St. Louis to success. You made the wheel ship. I'm trying to destroy these New York niggas. They trying to build shit. I knew one day this was going to be a match I had to deal with. I blame me. I should have stopped you before you got started, like a kill switch. You made fun of Arsenal for driving that school bus to feed his people? That ain't real shit. But you riding with all these kids like you on a motherfucking field trip.
Absolutely back. Actually, there go Mike over there for you.
Am I on?
Yeah, you on?
You hear me?
Yeah, they can.
I mean, no, I'm saying when I can't hear myself through the headphones,
oh,
man.
Oh, turn them up, bro. If he can hear himself, he want to hear himself a little more.
Yeah, man. Now you cool.
All right. Do you want to introduce our guest for us, Javon?
Man, look, this dude right here, man, is just, man, he's one of the rap battle legends, especially here in St. Louis. I say he's probably like.
No, in the world.
Is he in the world. No, I'm saying especially here in St. Louis.
He's adamant about that, the world.
You're right. No, I'm saying in the world, but I'm saying especially here in St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? Especially here in St. Louis. He's like the Michael Jordan of St. Louis battle rap. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
but of the world, too. None other than y'all done seen this dude. He done went up against a lot of the legends, battle rap legends, and made his own name for himself. None other than Mr. The Legend, A. Verb.
It's true. They can hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can hear you.
We live right now?
Yeah.
We record.
Right,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, well, I'm not going to even stop you. You know, you know, with what you were saying, it was great. I'm not going to lie. You know, I am that. You know, we out here, man. A. Verb, Captain Mark, but we in the building.
All right. Well, what's the next battle you have coming out? Arsenal, right?
I got Arsenal, May 26th in St. Louis.
Oh, he's coming here?
Yeah, he's coming here. The boy.
Oh, snap. Where's that going to be at?
That's at the Ambassador Smack taping it, so.
I'm surprised the New York has never come out here for real.
Not really. No, the last battle I had was Cortez. He came.
And I came here to St. Louis, too?
Matt came here, too, didn't he?
Yeah, Matt battled Hitman same night.
Okay.
He battled Hitman same night. I had Cortez the same night. That was about a month and a half ago.
Okay, yeah. So they starting to reach out and come out this way. Because I know before, I remember a couple of years ago, y'all had a little beef going. Not beef, but it was a situation where y'all felt they weren't coming to St. Louis to battle. Y'all was driving all the way out there and doing y'all thing out there, and they wasn't reciprocating it.
Yeah, I mean, with me, I'm just a whore for the money. So, I mean, they call me, I'm coming. So we ain't worried about none of that. But, you know, they are starting to come down here and see that the world is different. So, you know, that's a good thing. But, yeah, ours, May 26th.
May 26th
is going. I want to be in a bit. Hey, can I just like stand in the background? I'm saying, you know how niggas do, man.
Stand in the background. Ain't no problem.
This show
I'm putting together is gonna be amazing for him too.
All right. Well, since you here, man, we have a section we have called Raw or No.
We play some tracks.
Sometimes they be whack. Sometimes they be hot.
Let's go.
So we gonna play. Well, since we got A Verb, we gonna have him get in on Raw. No,
you know what we gonna say? Raw. No, that sounds sexual too.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm gonna tell you where it came from. Just like back in the 70s, you know, before we got here, it's like our parents was doing it raw. You know what I'm saying? And if my mom would even offer my father a rubber back in the day, he'd be like, no, I don't want to do it. Either raw or no. Yeah,
that's
flat out. So that's where we got it from. Okay.
You
okay.
Because you can't really say a nigga product is whack. You know, like, it's just different artists. Like, would I fuck with it or would I not fuck with it? It's
right.
Just,
would you buy it is the whole thing.
I'm not buying anything, but would I record to it or not?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What's the first one we got up? We going with Honey Cocaine.
Honey Cocaine. Okay, we're going to check it out.
Runaway Bride. I don't even heard of Honey Cocaine yet, Avert.
Okay, so we can
Yeah.
I'm running away. Cupid ain't shit, throw the gun in my way. Bullets spit on my face, tears fall from the sky. What a beautiful frown, it has kept me alive. Seeking for an answer, but I feel like I'm far. Run away, bitch, with a rebellious heart. What a dangerous game, hope you walk out now. Cause love is a bitch and she talks out loud. Wish I was a tattoo, maybe open my heart. Said it from the start, shit is cold and it's dark. So what? Bless me or bless me not. Fuck trust and feelings, I trust my Glock. Guns to the sky.
All right, we can cut it, run away, rise. What you got on it, Javon?
I give it a raw. I do like this cut. I do like it. The other stuff I heard was cool. Wow, man, I like this.
What you got on it, Aver?
I think I can fuck with this. She sounds. This is the girl with Tiger, right?
Yeah.
She sounds just like him.
Like she been right. Like you can tell they in the camp.
Yeah, but I can fuck with
All right, next one we got up is, I'm trying to remember what that track is. It's Dustin Prestige, Ice Cold.
I'm not familiar with him. What's his name?
Dustin Prestige. He's out of Houston. He's MTV had him as one of the top five rappers looking from Houston.
Yeah. I'm so cold. I'm so cold. Go. Now look who stepped up out that freezer on you Neos. Still I got an ego, so he won't rock less than a B-code. I'm zero, below, and plus you know the flow. So sociopathic, LD up in my chinos. Then I'm cold as in December, I'm like Juno in the winter. Born winter since I hopped out my placenta in November. Polo Timbers rock the pants and suspenders, and I'ma make the city shiver, nigga, like it's Denver. And gone and collar all those new niggas with cold feet who know me, who say I ain't gon' blow like OZ's or OG, or that dope, or that snow, or the wind,
right,
and the
go.
Be
wearing
that hope when you opening up that
door. I like that. Some more bars and everything. Yeah, okay. All right. All right, we're going to go to this was the one, go to the NWS one. Not that one. It's another one. It was another link up there. It didn't give you the game. That one up there, give you the game. It just didn't come through on that bottom part yet. This is actually a guest we had on earlier. NWS, the other single, Give You the Game.
I can show you how to pop. I can show you how to rock, show you how to rock. I can show you how to pop, I can show you how to pop. I can show you how to swing, show you how to swing. How to hop up in your bag, how to hop up in your bag. I can get it again, but you'll still be a lame. You'll still be a lame. I can get a two, get a two. Sweat you never sweat. Sweat that nigga sweat to you. I can get you swag, I can get you. I give her change, I be high as fuck. I swear I'm on a plane and I'm knocking hoes down. I swear I got the
range. That's it. That's enough.
Raw, no.
No, not this time.
What you got up?
I can't get jiggy with this. It's the young nigga wave is confusing.
What you mean by that?
Because life wasn't like this.
Should we pop the candy rain on them? Do we gotta go to the candy rain?
No, we ain't got.
They pit from Pittsburgh.
No, we don't need the candy rain earlier. So yeah, you. Yeah, man. I mean, I don't like this. I ain't like this song for real, man. Not this one, candy rain. So what's the next one?
Next one we going to is last one in Raw Gnaw is from Red Corleone. Someone was submitted to us, Red Corleone. Looking for I forgot the name of the song, but here comes Red Corleone.
Yeah, you're now rocking with no one other than the infamous DJ Fool Nasty.
Find a man and I'm looking for a freak. Ain't trying to hold your hand, baby, I just wanna be. I ain't trying to make love, shawty, I just wanna ski. So let's fuck or you can suck it first. Just don't use your teeth, cause I'm gonna hit you with that long stroke. Then I'm in these streets. I'm married to that money, me and you ain't meant to be. It's too late for divorce, cause I'm in it too deep. I'm married to that money, me and you ain't meant to be. I just bought a camera, oh let's make a movie. In my polo pajama, while she shake her booty. Baby girl thick as fuck,
Plus she is a cutie. Plus that camel toe got my mouth so juicy. Built like a thoroughbred, bad ass yellow bone. Ass so fat, I ain't even wanna put no rubber on. She told me I can take control. I can put it where I want. So once we
cut it. I'm gonna put it where I want.
I mean, for a stripper song, like, you know what I'm saying, for strippers and stuff to be in it, you know, it's going to be played at the Pink Slip, I'm sure, or Bottoms Up. I could see them rocking out to this. I'm saying it's raw for that type of set.
But would you ride to it in your car?
I wouldn't ride to this, per se, in my car, man, truthfully. No, I wouldn't ride to this in my car.
What about Avert?
I'm familiar with Red. Red is a cool dude. Like,
yeah, you know, that's a big daddy.
Red, His wave is cold. Like, you know, I think this is a stripper song.
Yeah, it's a stripper
song. And I like
stripper.
The hoes violate each other. You know? So, you know, I fuck with this. I mean, because I know his whole body of work.
Mm. Okay.
Like, Red got his music tough, though. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I
Going
fuck
raw.
With this.
Okay. All right. All right. So, we done with Raw Gnaw, man. Another edition of Raw Gnaw, man, with A-Verb, man. We usually talk about some random stuff before we get into the interview, man. Just stupid, funny stuff, man.
What we got this week?
Woman slaps the wrong kid, though, at school, though. And
damn.
Gets arrested.
We're talking about slap what? Like, slap, what you mean slap
like,
the wrong
like
kid?
Like, the wrong kid. Like, he had his head down. He was sick. And the other kid that got was in trouble. So she came in and thought it was her kid and slapped the shit out of him. But he was already sick. The little dude, it wasn't her kid. She slapped the wrong kid.
Damn. She got arrested for that?
Yeah, and they took her kids.
What?
Yeah,
for slapping?
Slapped the shit. But it was somebody else's kid, Javon.
It was an accident, though. I'm saying, come on now. Like, okay, that right there, I would have had, if that was my son, she slapped him in his head on accident. I understand.
But he was already, like, sick in the office, you know what I'm saying? And she came and just slapped the shit out of him.
Okay, was her son was in trouble, but the other kid was sick.
The other kid was sick, right. She went there, she just saw him with his head down and thought it was her kid and just slapped him.
Yeah, I don't think she should have been arrested
or nothing
like that.
That's a mistake. I mean, like, you can't really, you know, she probably was just hot, mad.
Damn
kid.
Right.
Because, I mean, I know a little boy that looked just like my oldest son. Like, you know, where I can mistake them. I have mistook them at times. Like,
oh, really?
Riding down the street like, hey, and it ain't him.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying? So that can happen.
Plus, if your kid get in trouble at school, when you come to the school, you know I'm saying, you ain't your, like, okay,
you're
yourself,
taking, no.
But you like, yeah, I'm finna, okay, I gotta fuck him up, because this is second time in the last 2 weeks getting me called up here. I had to leave work early, you know what I'm saying, my management on me, like, stuff like that. So she probably came up to, and you can tell by the way her hair done, she probably work at a job where, you know, it's stressful a little bit, you know, just slick my hair back in a ponytail and go to work. But she shouldn't, I don't think she should have been arrested, dude. Like, I think, you know, it's... Shit, sometimes some kids need to get slapped, even if they sick. Like, you know, it happens.
So you saying you sure that he had probably done something before that he needed to be slapped for?
Yeah, dog, definitely. For her to just slap him with his head down, yeah.
I let that ride. I let that one ride.
Yeah, you gotta let that ride out, man. Let out.
All right, Magic Johnson's son coming out gay.
Coming out
Big
gay.
Big husky nigga, too.
What you mean, coming out gay?
Like.
No, I'm saying, I've been... Come on, man.
Yeah, he had a purse on one time, didn't he?
He had a what?
I think I saw him in a purse before. So
a lot of times. Yeah.
I didn't know. I never knew this son was like this, though. This is to like the, he came
supporting
his son or whatever.
I saw an old picture of him. This is a while ago on Media Takeout. Man, I was like, with the way he had the little fist balled up a little bit and the arm, like, you know what I'm saying, the wrist. I said, yeah. Like, yeah, I'm saying, that's him, though. That's what he do.
He's a big husky-ass
I think
though.
That's it's just shocking and disrespectful to... You know, his father, I guess. But, I mean, at the same time, man, like, if that's what he gonna do, that's what he gonna do.
Dude, right.
But at least he is coming out saying he don't like women. My thing is them niggas who be,
the
who be
down
lying
low.
And shit.
Lying
yeah,
and shit,
like,
yeah.
don't lie and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so he's making it clear he's off the market for women. So, you know.
Cool.
There it go.
That nigga got on a Patti LaBelle jacket, everything, don't he? This nigga got the expensive. He went and got the Coco jacket out the closet. You know what mama looking for?
Daddy
jacket.
Is rich, though. Daddy rich as a motherfucker.
Rich.
But I wonder how Magic feels, though. I wonder how he feels.
I mean, the dude is a big dude. His dad's 6'9". What, Magic about 6'9", so old dude got to be big, too.
That dude about 6'5", or something. He could play shooting guard in the NBA.
But I wonder how he feel about it. I mean,
come on, Magic.
Yeah.
They said he was supporting it now. That was the whole point of the article. He's like, you know, I'm down with my son with everything that was going on in DC and everything last week. He's like, he's supporting his son and everything.
That's understandable.
That is understandable. I mean, like, you know, everybody do shit differently. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, somewhere down the line, his son felt like that was okay. But, I don't want to say nothing because I got sons, and if they made this move, we wouldn't. You know?
How many kids you got, Avert?
Several. So, you know, I got different, you know, I have different flavors. You know, so, you know, if my sons, you know, chose to, which, you know, they just can't rock with me, that's all.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you know, can this nigga hoop, though? That's what we got to find out,
that is
man.
A good question. Yes, sir.
Him or Chuck Norris?
Talking about what?
Talking about fighting.
So then he, if he...
You would fight, would you fight? Oh, Avery, we have a thing, though. Javon thinks he could beat up Chuck Norris right now.
At 73 years old, yeah.
he'll whoop Chuck right now.
That's what it's all
about. See, it's past what Chuck can do now. It's about physical. You know
physical
what I'm saying? He's 73. He's 73 for real?
Yeah, he's 73.
He looked 50 in that
That's what we were saying.
Expendable 2.
Okay, what I'm saying... Look at the most recent picture I got is a TMZ picture. I mean, because you know they're going to make him look good on Expendables. I'm talking about a picture of him just chilling out in Hawaii. I'm talking about, in no disrespect to Chuck. I keep telling people this. Like, Chuck Norris is a legend. You know what I'm saying? Of course he's a legend.
People act like you disrespecting Chuck, though.
Right, but I'm like, dude, what? Y'all asked me, don't think I could beat Chuck.
People
I'm like,
email
Chuck
every
Norris
week
is,
mad about it still.
Right, I'm saying, I was like, Chuck Norris, 73 years old. Like, dude, for one, okay, he about to say he's 73. About 5'8".
I think 5'9".
5'9". I'm saying weight and all that plays a factor. Like, if I were to get him on the ground.
That's right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's just physical. It's just, at the same time, somebody that's like 21 might be more up for fighting than we are.
Right, you absolutely.
Because, you know, they're the strongest part of their life.
It ain't really no might be. But at this point, I don't think I'm going to fight a 21-year-old.
Right, you gotta just, hey, look, little man, we ain't finna do all that.
Right.
But if you do fight a 21, you got to drop him early. Because, you know, you don't got that much time. You got 2-3 minutes tops.
Verb.
You know
what I'm saying? Right now, if I fight any 21-year-old, I'm tackling you. I don't want to get hit in the face 3 times before I have to tackle you. I want to just grab you. On the ground, struggle. Like, whichever one, I'm saying, we can go to jail together. I'm saying, we can go to jail. It don't matter, but I don't want to get punched in my face because I got a family. I got a son. You know what I'm saying? My son gives me a knocked out, dude. Man, please. Y'all got me messed up,
that's
dude.
That's your biggest fear is your son to see you get knocked out.
Seeing me get knocked. I don't want my son to see me perish.
Yeah, that's not a good look. You know, but, you know, at the same time, you know, you ain't going to whoop everybody.
That's why I stop. I ain't fine. I'm like you said, like you got like 9 days. I'm more like dude, something bumping into me and something like, oh, hey, young brother, my fault, man. I ain't mean it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna be like, hey, man, what the fuck you bumping? I'm like, hey, nah, my fault, young brother. We just bump shoulders. Won't happen again, right? Yeah. You know?
Because if it do happen, I gotta get on you and I ain't gonna stop.
Yeah. But hey, bro, we at the age now where like, look, if we fight somebody, dude, we have to try to kill them. Like
you have to, because you don't got. And you know what? It's different though, because. It's a difference, though, when you get grown man strength.
Yeah.
When you get grown man strength, it's a whole other thing, though.
Yes.
It's a wheel of, I'm not finna let this little man do this to me.
Absolutely.
If you don't knock him out, you ain't going the distance with these punks. Uh-uh. If they 21, you ain't going the distance with them.
What about that old man that you saw on World Star that got lumped up under the car?
Okay, A-Bird. This is what happened. His nephew was fighting this dude. I guess he brought his nephew back to fight somebody. So he had his nephew fighting this dude. And while his nephew was fighting, he coached his nephew the whole time. Beat this nigga ass. 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 He told him that about 1,000 times to the point where it was another dude watching the fight. He said, AOG, why don't you give me my shot? So the old dude said, oh, little nigga, you ain't ready for this. He said, nigga, you a little nigga, man. He said, I ain't no little nigga. He said, you a little nigga, man. And he turned back around his nephew. He said, hey, beat this nigga ass. But by this time, the nephew and the other dude got a little tired. So the nigga who said, hey, OG, give me a first shot, nigga was taking his pants off. He ain't had no shirt on. He was taking his pants off. No shoes. He had on some basketball shorts. Now, at this point, the dude started walking over to the OG. He said, give me a shot, too. The OG went to, okay. The OG tried to do the crazy mode, like, let me clap my hand, make the nigga think I'm crazy, so he can walk up on me. He did like that, put his deuce up. Man, Verb, I ain't never seen nobody do this before in my life. The little nigga straight did a roundhouse heel kick. This nigga, he kicked him in his face.
Yeah, that's real. I'm going to tell y'all that because, you know, I am going to fight one UFC-style fight looking like July right now. And
what?
The shit that we've been going through, that's dangerous. You know, getting kicked is very dangerous.
Where's it going to be at?
It's going to be in O'Fallon. Yeah. Okay. It's an exhibition match. It's like a I'm training with Jermaine Andre, his camp.
Okay, yeah.
You know, we I've been getting out there sparring and, you know, learning everything I need to learn to fight this fight. You know, I'm only going to do one of these.
He said that, but you want to be dope, though.
Yeah,
for that one.
Yeah, but I'm going to be ready. I'm being, you know,
who you fighting? Who you fighting?
Actually, his name is Max. He's about 39. About 39.
Hey, so. How can I get? I want to fight somebody, man.
You can train. Training is good. Hitman training now, too, though. So, I think.
Shout to Hitman Hall.
Yeah, like, it's you're going to see a show. I mean, it's amazing
so
what they know.
Before,
no, like, no, 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 no. Like, we just banging it out.
Okay.
We banging it out. So it's like, I mean, the things that they know that we don't know, you can't run up on everybody.
Hell
like, you'll get seriously hurt. And then the people that we see training, it's like, you would run up on them and get hurt.
you see them and like, I'm gonna run up on them.
So Verb, yes. Do you go? Are you going for the fade early?
Oh no. See what I'm trying to go the distance with it. You know,
oh, really?
Like
just for your the training.
Yeah, just I mean, because you know, as of right now, my strong. I can't give y'all a game plan, but I can tell y'all what I want to do. You know, is just I want to knock him out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But the odds of knocking him out is kind of, you know, not gonna happen. You know,
yeah.
But
dude,
you know, we gonna get in there and get it going though.
Man, you fight, man. Hey, that's when you train to fight, dog. Like, give me some time to train. That's what I'm saying. Man, give me some time.
You can come.
No, I'm just playing.
I was just
bullshitting.
Just to train, though?
Nah, yeah, I would train, but I'm just bullshitting. I don't want
to
fight for real.
You want to train to fight Chuck
Norris? No, but if you train, though, you always in a relaxed state. Like, you're not worried about nothing.
Straight up.
Yeah, because it's like you're not ever, you know, some people talk to you and it's like, you kind of close up on me, bro.
No, okay.
You're never in a threatening.
I gotta take my glasses off.
Yeah, of course. You know, yeah. So,
damn, man. I can't, that's the only thing right there.
Yeah, but it's good to learn though. You know, it is good to be able to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? But if he kicked that man, he
Verb.
Do that.
Kicked him.
He do that.
You know what? He did a round. It was a roundhouse backspin death kick. I'm talking about. When I tell you the dude, like, look how when he kicked him so hard, the nigga got back up off the ground. And you remember Dragonfly Jones, when he got hit, he'd get back up and be like,
yeah.
The nigga, didn't he do that? He got back up and started clapping. Dude knocked him out again. Yeah.
And he
dude
rolled up under the car.
Up under his car in front of his nephew.
He got knocked out under his car.
But see, that's, I don't respect it, number one, because he old. You know, you got to respect the OGs. You can't really go out there and bang with the OGs. You know what I'm saying? Like that, you know.
That's what I'm telling him about Chuck Norris. So
you said that was,
I wouldn't. Like,
you want to do that to him.
I said, I'm going to lose because if I were to, you know, do that, I'd be like, oh, man.
You know, you're weak,
being up on Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
run up on Mike Tyson right now.
No.
He said no.
Hey, I said, 69 years old and younger, that's too young for me to fight. I don't want to fight nobody.
Professionals, right?
Yeah. He said 70 and older.
Yeah,
you can't run up on Muhammad Ali right now. You can't run up on Muhammad Ali.
Parkinson's.
Don't let that Parkinson's fool you. Don't think he won't snap back into that. Like,
and be regular.
Yeah, for a regular person.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, now he ain't going no distance, but for you, yeah, he gonna weave a shot because it's muscle memory.
Yeah.
You know, he gonna see you swing, move it, bop, 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 boom, boom, and then he probably be exhausted. But you gonna get handed up.
These fools throwing people at me talking about some. What about Benoit Hopkins? I said, nigga, Benoit Hopkins is still
winning. He's still winning.
But y'all gonna throw him at me like what would I do? Nothing. Absolutely.
Bernard, what? He's 50?
No, he's like 46 or something like that.
47.
He's the oldest fighter right now.
He's the oldest champion of all time.
Yeah, he just won a belt, right?
Yeah, from Tavares Clouds.
50 years old. You know?
Damn, dude. Yeah.
Man, we getting our next topic, man. Yo, we talked about the Illuminati a couple of shows back. Dude killed his homeboy to try to join the Illuminati. A rapper. Mm. Said he was a part of his initiation.
A rapper?
You've never heard of this dude before, though.
Well, evidently it didn't work out because they didn't get him out the situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's a terrible mistake. You know,
that's the
dude right here.
It's the dude right here, yeah.
What's his name?
Oh, man.
Where are you from?
He's from D.C., I think.
Oh,
like that
picture looked too sweet. Oh, man. This nigga got
Virginia, up a little bit. He's from Richmond.
And he said that he is. He
attempted to sacrifice his friend.
That nigga. Did he tell you really killed his friend?
Well, he shot him in the head.
Yeah, he died. That's it. That's the end of that.
Yeah, man.
He kind of off. We just gonna leave that. Like
you can tell by this picture. This nigga look like he just man.
He finna go right in jail though.
He going man. They finna dress this nigga up. Let me think. What's a good R&B singer?
He got it in him. You can.
Yeah, it's a little
umph. Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
It's a little umph in him, right from this picture by the little smirk. Like, hey, it's a dick somewhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know it is by looking at this picture, man. Yeah. Well, you know, he's going to jail, though. Yeah. Definitely. Indefinitely. That's going to jail.
We got two more topics, then we'll go to break, and then we'll interview Avert a little bit about what he got popping. Man, what do you think about this Rick Ross situation, though, Avert, with the lyrics and stuff like that on that song You Don't Know?
You mean with the rape?
Yeah.
Put Molly in a champagne, she ain't even know it.
I wouldn't have chose those words with what's going on. You know, I think that, especially with his situation, this girl is saying he raped him, right?
What?
She is saying that, right?
Mm-mm. No, in the song, he's trying to.
I know, but isn't it a case, something like that, where a girl is.
I don't think so.
Oh, he's got a case?
I thought I heard something about this where a girl is. She's saying this, but it's
this
on
the low. New then, if that's this the
new,
case.
Yeah, this yeah.
But
new
you know what? That probably did open the door for a groupie
for
to
somebody
think
to be
that.
Like
a
you know what?
Like,
you did put some Molly in my
champagne.
Right, right. Because you know what? It seemed like those, without it being a case, those are just lyrics. You know, those are just lyrics. All the other shit he done said, that's the only thing y'all picked up on?
Right,
yeah, he said a lot of crazy
right.
shit, right.
Yeah,
and DMX did like 15 years ago, talking about if your daughter over 15, you know, I'm raping her.
He said that?
Yeah. On
damn,
on
DMX?
The, yeah. Come on, man. You expecting X not to say that first?
I didn't know
that
he
second,
said that.
That second X album was dark as hell.
I know he was like, if I get burnt, I'm giving that shit to 30 bitches.
Right.
Like, you know, stuff like that, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but my thing is, one of the things, though, in the interview that he had where I guess he gave an apology. Did you see that?
Oh,
did you see the
Ross.
Video where, yeah, Ross. Ross never gives a full apology. He always talk around shit, don't he?
Yeah, he do.
He talks around shit like he was like, you know, people didn't even, you know what I'm saying, understand what I was trying to say. It was a misunderstanding.
Oh, no, nigga. You said put a Molly in a champagne. She ain't even know it.
Right, right.
Took her home, had fun with that. She ain't even, like, nigga,
like
that's pretty point blank to me.
I think he just painted the picture, though. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it, you know?
You think he's just talking shit? He was just talking shit.
I mean, even if the situation is not true, I think that he just expressing what he want to express. You know, I've heard way worse, so.
Yeah.
You
know. And the only thing that I noticed about this interview, though, is that the dick riding that DJs be now on radio stations, it seems like now, in general, when they interview people. I ain't saying you got to charge nobody up or nothing, though. But dude was like, yeah, you, because you are a boss, though, Ricky. You are a boss, though. He's like dick riding
right,
the whole interview.
Trying
Instead
to keep
of,
that
like,
check coming in.
Asking the interview questions, though. And I mean, you got to go in on nobody, but you can, dude, you're like, you talking about rape on the song.
Tell us about
real.
It.
Real. Right, yeah, don't right. be letting that shit slide. You know. And so what do you feel about that? With people interviewing you, stuff like that? If anybody came at you hard, anything? Or?
Usually when I'm in an interview, I let them come how they going to come. I mean, I'm a battle rapper, so I'm pretty witty.
You already used to be called anything.
I'm pretty witty, so. You know.
I got stuff I'm going to ask them too later on about, like, yeah.
About the battle rap. That's what I break, then we'll come back and interview them.
That's what we do.
And then we'll finish up the show.
That's what we do. All right,
we'll be back. Straight out of low cash. Straight out of low cash.
Yeah. Check 1 2 1 2. Mic check 1 2 1 2. Mic check 1 2 1 2. Yeah.
Digging, fresh off my crop duster, straight to my tractor. Hoes know me as attractive little rapper, they call me Captain. My girl didn't believe in a nigga until it happened. Now I ain't coming back for you, baby, this ain't the rapture. I'm smooth like a motherfucking baby's ass, waving her like an Arabian. Half native, flow alien, Amy and Becky wanna mate with him. Mass produce me and keep making them. Ahem. Excuse the fucking cockiness, but I feel like I'm the only nigga who got this shit. I got this bitch named Cookie. Mouth and asshole good, it's like she got three pussies. In my past life, I used to get my pimp on. Old school Caprice with the hole in the floor, just like the Flintstones. You don't need to get your gym on. If you got some bread, a couple M's long, throw a couple gems on. Let the roof back, feel the wind blowing, and keep a bitch. Make sure your mama crazy. Jim Jones, two-tone the car, cause it's schizophrenic. I live my life for the moment, I don't get to plan it. Snort the blue magic, put me on a different planet, and keep the rappers at a disadvantage. Damn it. Real niggas gon' do what they want to. Clown niggas do what they told. These clown niggas cry over hoes. Clown niggas get caught slipping, and real niggas stay on their toes. Real niggas get they own money and act broke even if they got that loan money. I'm talking to them. Let me talk my shit.
with the great Muhammad Ali. We both talk shit, we back it up with pure showman. Tonight's matchup reminds me of Cassius Clay versus George Foreman. I'd be pretty boy Muhammad, of course, and, you know, you'd be George Foreman. You know, that's easy to see, kid. Because tonight's matchup and that fight from 1974, history repeats itself. Because you made the same mistakes that he did. You came out swinging hard trying to suit your friends like you a legend and this is easy. You was gonna cruise that win. Meanwhile, I just used my jab to score on the corner. Politely move my chin, wait for that round I heard you lose that win. And that's when I bruised that pin. Watch me work. You HBO, Cinemax, Internet, street shit, I'm really into that. For instance, when I start throwing bullets, I bet none of them niggas on your corner gonna wanna get on that. Can't handle that, I'm not the one you send them at. No boxing. Send them that, box them, and send them back. You love that girl, oh. Then I wanna go pity pat as you bend her back. Well, nigga, I'm in her neck. I pick her up, you get her back. Pussy untouched, cause I'm just in your baby mouth. Motherfucker, I'm like Similac. Riddle this, riddle that, or nigga rap can turn your whole city black. This riddle's rap. I told you you will pay when you see me, like when you bring a riddle back. Then you ain't the one who steal your raps. I'm offended that you befriend the rap. When it's war, y'all talk too much. You won't do what win with that? I breeze through your block as soon as I catch wind of that. Until I ice one of your partners, don't expect for me to chill with that. Construction supervisor, I tell my workers, go get that tools and rearrange your frame. They tend to phone that. No drain, they over your roof like boss. Where you on this window at? Bang! He been running forever. I'm supposed to beat that. I asked Big T that. Simple reply, Bird. Go Marilyn Manson on him. Rap like Tay Rock if he had a rematch. Dude. That 50 cal with that smoke, red laser flashing, and an AR blasting, I put holes all through your crib, nigga. Playboy Mansion. Look how Afghan that lined up, black bag that tribal, put that metal to his head like a CAT scan and vitals. Now I'm gonna get that roll through, get in that black band and pile up, chop it down. Hit that whip, had that bitch sounded like a tap dance recital. Motherfucker from Harlem still riding with Charlie.
Yo.
I knew I smelled pussy in this motherfucker. Smack, I thought you would just had some fish frying. I'm fucking niggas hustles and pitch down. When Tony Bucks, the best nigga from down area, got the whole world convinced that all Harlem niggas sniff lines. No lotto in that Glock pole. I go clip mine. You scratch out three, I pull your card and pick five. Charlie on this city store shit. Real nigga out, bitch in the inside. He wanna go transgender. Hit the doc like that. I thought about it. And fuck it, you got a split mine. Everything else cool, my hips fits mine, but I need the capital toe. I gotta be able to trick guys. Charlie, you don't live a wildlife. Baby girl, you live a mild life. You in the house on the loud nights. Nigga, you live a mouse life. You dangerous as a housewife. Then get on that circus music and spit that lingo that these clowns like. I'm what the streets sound like. You ever know what it's feel like to be facing that trial, right? You know that I can make a phone call to make your wardrobe permanent hospital gowns, right? I came to you on twice and put your whole house with no wood. I just rocked y'all legends to sleep. Get this warm milk. Nigga, good night.
Welcome back, Stroud, Lil Cash. We are back with, I guess, A-Verb in the building. Yep.
Yeah.
Right, go ahead. Let's start a little bit where you started, though, from when you started doing everything. Let's go there first, and then you go to your question.
That's good.
Okay, what we're saying about interviews?
We're talking about just where you started at.
Battle rap.
Rapping, period.
You remember your first battle rap?
Yeah, I hopped out here at like 16, 17, as far as that, you know.
Just rapping, period, or battle rapping?
Both.
Okay,
you know, 16,
so you came
17.
In rapping and battle rapping.
I always could write, you know. I didn't get really good at my craft until about 16, 17.
Okay.
You know? So I've been battling since then, you see what I'm saying? So I hopped out here. You know, I used to go to the open mics, you know, in St. Louis. I used to go to the open mics. I like to compete more than anything. You know, I like to compete. I like to talk shit. You know, so, I mean.
Oh, no, I've seen all your interviews and stuff. You talk a lot of shit.
Yeah. So, you know, that was my first thing getting out here, you know, and I figured out a way to do that. But I started out early, you know, the first bad loss I took, you know, really kind of fucked me up. So after that, I've been really just on it.
What was that? Who'd you go up against?
You know, you can't get nobody no free pub. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You see how witty that was? You know what I'm saying?
But will we know him though?
Yeah, he around. You know, he's around.
Cool.
Yeah,
he's St. Louis.
Guy? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, he's definitely. But you know, I can't get nobody.
Right now, you good. You got like that. For this shit, man.
Yeah. You get a whole mixtape off this conversation. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people be like, oh, man, let me go look him
yeah,
up.
Yeah, let me go. Now we ain't going to do all that.
Yeah. Go over with your question, though, Javon, real quick. We got a couple questions from people.
Out of all the mainstream rappers, who you think would be the who you think would convert over to battle rapping the best right now?
None of them. I think if you don't do this, you shouldn't get out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, so... No, I don't think nobody. If because once you start doing a certain thing like that, getting money like that, you become soft. You know, we go
y'all
out there.
Shorts are sarping.
Yeah. We the best people in the world. It's like, you know, in the top 100, they had me at 6. You know, so
damn. Yeah, like, nigga, a verb came me at 6.
Yeah, number 6.
I'm gonna tell my mama that.
I still argue 6. I was like,
you still was mad about 6.
Who they have above you? You don't want
to
say.
No.
These professionals.
Okay.
They had Loaded Lux over me. They had him at the one. Is
it because of that line that everybody was talking about? The one, you know what I'm saying? You gonna get that work?
No, they had him as number one. We got to say this. Lux is probably the most, he has the most shock factor. Like, dude battles once every 7 years and he.
Really? He don't even come out that much.
No, he got, in the last 10 years, he only got 2 battles.
Really?
Yeah, and they were both Detroit MCs, and they both did massive numbers. He's special. You feel me? So, him.
Detroit got some dope MCs.
Yeah, they do. They had MC Hollow the Don was over me. Disaster out of Oakland was over me. You know, but not many. You know, that arguable. That's all arguable.
I'm saying that's dope to be. Yeah. You know, in that you in the single digits.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. I ain't gonna do nothing lower than 10. You know.
Okay.
You feel me? So yeah. You know.
Dang right, nigga. A bird.
So, with battle rap and everything, though, how do you think that converts to being a real MC and everything, though? I'm not a real MC, but like song wise, though, you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people kind of look at battle rapping like they can't do a real song.
Yeah.
But I disagree with that. But why do you feel like?
Well, actually, they don't listen to know what you know what we can do. You know, I mean, the meetings that I've had is different. They listen, you know. But as far as like you don't know. They don't know. People don't understand. Eminem is one of us. So is DMX. Yeah, right. So is Jay-Z. Right. They don't give people the opportunity
Big
to show.
Biggie?
You're saying Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah, Biggie too.
Big Daddy Kane called me about a month ago.
Straight up.
Yeah, and that was extremely weird.
You dude,
called you up like, hey, what's up?
He called me out of nowhere. And he was like, I ain't gonna ever forget it. Like, phone rang because you know. Well, actually, he got my number from Kid Capri, and he called me. He was like, speak to Verb, and I was like. Who is this? He's like, Kane. I'm like, Kane, who? Like, you know what kind of this motherfucker,
you think
right?
My minister society?
He said, Big Daddy Kane. I said, oh, damn, let me turn this music down.
Damn right.
You feel me? That's a legend. So, you
damn
know, like,
right.
He just told me I was extremely talented and my music is right and keep doing what I'm doing and he going to see me. That's all. He said he ain't talk too much, though.
That's dope.
Legend, a lot of legends I spoke to who stamped that. You know, Eric Sermon. From Method Man, a lot of people.
APMD.
Like, yeah, a lot of people.
I mean, I just started getting into like watching battle raps and everything last month or two, but I think that's the next level. Like how we talked about before, how MMA is going to be the alternative for boxing.
And
go past it. That's what I think battle rap is doing for hip hop. I actually think it's rejuvenating hip hop to an extent.
It's a breath of fresh air. You know,
because
you got to think, people show up 7,000-8,000 people. Like time 150, time 300. That's how much them tickets be.
Yeah.
You see, that's why we can do this and not have to worry about jobs and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's at the max. I think it's going to heighten and get bigger and bigger. And it's crazy because, you know, like we're like to the world, we're like C-list stars or some shit. Like, you know, so we do the same thing they do. All our partners are stars and, you know, so that type of shit. So, you know, we hang out. We do all the same shit just on a little smaller scale.
We got a couple of questions from people that hit us up. My man Islami asked us an email. Said he heard you ghostwrite for artists. He said, "Is it true? If he's okay with people getting accolades for his work?"
I have done work from artists. You know, I haven't had a record that has came out yet, but I have got paid for, you know, work and Under the Table wise. So, you know, hopefully I can get one that's going to come out. You know, when come out, then, you know, it's that. But, you know, you don't really be talking about that shit.
Right. Because it's the whole point of being a ghostwriter and not saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? All right. Another question. Go ahead, Javon, with a question real quick while I pull up some more questions.
Let me see, man. Right now, I'm trying to think. So you got Arsenal coming up. So how many times a year do you usually battle?
I'm thirsty, so I like to get that money. So I try to go as much as possible because you know this shit don't, you know how long this shit gonna be.
Yeah,
you
know, right. I know. Yeah. Math just had like what, 4 battles in a month or something like
that. Some dope shit. Math.
That's some dope shit. Yeah.
Actually, what Math did is almost impossible. That's 12 rounds in 30 days. You know what I'm saying? And he did not get killed. In no battle, that's really like you gotta salute that from a distance. That's like that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. I guess you said couldn't no like mainstream artists really convert back to.
They need to stay on that side.
Okay.
We can convert to what they doing because right now the rappers are winning from the Kendrick Lamar to the Joey Badasses, the rappers. J. Cole, Crit, the rappers are winning right now. You know, the other niggas who doing that other type of shit, they not winning. You feel me? So we can convert, but they can't come over to where we at.
Another listener said, when you are going to perform, are you mentally taking notes from the time you enter the venue or of your said competitor calculated attack until you guys start, or are you only in the mode when you actually battling?
My whole thing is getting ready for it. Getting ready for it is the mental preparation. You know, like, because we see thousands, so we have to be ready for anything. What people don't know is they think that this show we put on is just get up there and rap, and it's not that. Everything play a factor from the temperature, the lights, everything. Because we're exhausted when we get off stage. Nobody gets off stage and they're not drenched because of the lighting and all that. So everything, getting prepared for them is the most difficult thing, you know, because you got to create the shit, then you got to know the shit, then you got to perform the shit, so and not try to catch a bump of bruise. That's the most.
Are you going out like and like trying to find stuff out about this kid? Like, man, I want to know.
No,
it's just more just straight lyric. Is it straight lyrical?
Well, you know, you got to mix it up. You know, you got to mix it up. Some people, certain shit bother some people, some shit don't. The thing is, you want to bother him, you know, because you can fuck with his mind, you got him.
Uh-oh.
You know, you can fuck with his mind, like, you know what I'm saying? You can mentally play with that nigga and say something that's gonna really hurt. A lot of people are emotional. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you really affect them, you got them. So, you know, you just got to mix it up, you know.
So, I guess music-wise, what do you have coming out on the
mixtape? Conversations of with an Educated White Woman is dropping in May. Yeah, this is crazy.
Conversations with an Educated White Woman.
Yes, Conversations with an Educated. Actually, it's a psychiatrist that I'm speaking to. And I turned all my records from everything. You know, I'm going to get into a lot of trouble with hoes and shit like that. I made this real. You know what I'm saying?
So this is a real album.
Oh no, this is actually a mixtape's gonna feel like an album, you know.
Okay.
I got some great production and you know it's crazy.
You any features anybody on there?
Yeah, I'm gonna have a couple actually that I'm plugging right now. I'm gonna have a couple of them, not too many, maybe 4 or 5. You know.
Any big cameos?
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna fuck with Kiss. I'm gonna fuck with
Jada Kiss?
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck with Kiss. I'm gonna fuck with Freeway.
Free.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck with Freeza. I'm gonna fuck with those are a couple of the main ones and shit. Oh, Pusha, you know.
Pusha T. Damn right.
This mixtape gonna be a motherfucking dope ass album. Yeah, mixtape.
Yeah, that's when you hear it, it's well put together. You know, well put together. So.
Okay.
Real talk about it. This is my first time seeing Rim in this in 10 years, bro.
Rim got some shit.
You know, you got some shit. This is the time to get it. Cause, right. You know, because I'm going to wrap this up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Javon, you got any quick questions or anything?
No. Okay, what would you say your most classic battle is? Or who was it with?
That's a good question.
Classic.
What's the one that put you on where people like, dude, I'm like, well, you gotta really start getting respect.
I mean, one for you that you be like, that I thought
was cool.
Yeah.
Okay, start looking at you like, oh snap.
Well, people started looking at me off the first one with SB. That was the first one because it was interesting to see somebody from where we from do that. But my favorite, I think, probably is Hollow the Don. You know, that was interesting, very interesting to me. That's one that I enjoy a lot. So with the
battle rap culture and everything though, like is it getting where with these leagues though, you got the URL, right?
I don't know whoever got the money.
So, free agent. So, do some people sign to certain leagues? Like, yeah, I sign
some, some people do dumb shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
So you were ever league.
I'm going to get the money. Like, you know, of course, URL is the first option. You know, I always bring it to them and say, like, you know, do y'all want to take this battle? And you know, and then they don't want to pay me for it. Then I go get some money somewhere else.
So with this one that's coming to Arsenal, is that URL?
Smack taping it, so it's half and half. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are the, okay? So the, so people can know.
Yeah.
What are the different leads? URL, Smack.
You got URL, which is Smack DVD.
Okay.
You got King of the Dot. You know that's overseas. You got.
So that's over in another. So you've been overseas. You've been overseas too.
No. Unfortunately, I can't go over there. I've done a couple of things that slowed it down. You know what I'm saying? So,
in due time, though. Yeah, in due time.
Right. Due time. So you know, KLTD. You got those are the main two competitors, I think, right now.
What's the one in Canada?
That's KOTD.
KOT, okay.
We want Drake sponsor.
Oh, I ain't know Drake sponsored that.
Drake sponsor. That's why you see him at them battles.
Right, okay.
At them battles, you know, okay. Shouts to Drizzy and shit.
Have you been to the one in Canada?
No, I haven't been.
Well, you can't, because you can't go to Canada.
I can't do nothing.
He can't go nowhere.
Damn, nigga, can you go to Illinois?
The furthest I can go is Hawaii, and that's it. So, yeah.
Oh.
He said, can you go to Illinois?
Yeah, that's as of right now, but hopefully by June I'll be able to clear it. Because
that'd be some big money for you, though, going overseas.
No, that's not big money. It's just it's the trip. You know, the trip is it. They you know, that cost a lot to get us there. And, you know, that shit high as hell over there. So, not no big money. It's a good experience.
It's more of an experience.
Yeah. So, I'd do it if I want to see that.
So, dude. Who you, besides yourself, who's one of the best battle rappers you feel, though?
I can tell you who I like the most.
Yeah, though.
Like, Hitman. I like Hitman because, His stage performance is unmatched. Like when he get on stage, he just connect with people. So that's something I like. Of course, Ill. You know, I think Ill is phenomenal. I think Hollow to Don. I think Big T is crazy. I think X Factor, Calico. I think they both crazy. You know. So you know, I got a couple favorites. You know, but shit, fuck all them niggas, they drop their money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I just got hip to, what's his name, B-Magic?
No, Magic doing his thing too. Magic coming up. He coming up real fast. So, and what I liked about Magic is he came in, you know, because, you know, like in this world, I'm first, of course. You know, I was the first one you've seen, you know.
Yeah.
I was the biggest brand, you know, or arguably the biggest brand, but I was the first one you've seen. And Magic came out, and he didn't coattail. He didn't try to get in blogs or nothing. He did his own thing, and his fan base is growing. Yeah, and he put in work, so gotta shout him out.
Like, so what? But the St. Louis underground hip hop battle rap scene, though, mm-hmm. I think it's one that people sleep on. The most people don't really realize that A-Verb is from St. Louis, Hitman Holler from St. Yeah. Louis,
and they hold us down well.
They know. It, though.
They definitely know. Like we definitely are a force. We sell a lot of tickets. That's why we get paid. Me and Hitman are probably two of the most paid battle rappers. You feel me? Arsenal, too. Arsenal get his bread. So do Hollow to Don. So, you know, we sell a lot of tickets. So, you know, we definitely are those type of thing.
Guys.
You know, here is nothing but when we out, it's pictures, it's all that. They love us here. Like, you know, when we out, it's that. You know what I'm saying? They really are. The fans run up to us and they happy. You know what I'm saying? So that's a blessing. You know, I can't say the radio. Like, for instance, you know, like, you know how the Traffic Music Awards is.
Yeah.
Okay, they haven't gave us nothing yet.
For battle rappers?
Yeah, not that we need the shit.
You just said this is
a rapper, period, because we fixed what's been fucked up. You see what I'm saying? Like, you got to think the shit that we take. We are a city that never had respect for rappers. Never.
No.
We changed that. You feel me? And we haven't. Like, I tell Tony J all the time, like, bro, don't even rap with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't rap with me because, you know, that's weak. You feel me? He know I don't fuck with that shit. You know what I'm saying? We don't need it. It's just the whole principle. Like, we the most talked about rappers. Tell me some rappers who getting talked about more than us right now. There ain't none.
None.
There is no rappers. Like, just correct me. If I'm lying, stop me. Because I don't hear nobody getting talked about. We are the most popular rapper. We everywhere. This is 50. We all over the place. You see us doing shit that ain't nobody doing.
I'm going to say it like this. Like Darryl said earlier, man, it's the MMA, UFC to boxing. Boxing being the mainstream. But, like, UFC now, shit, is just as popular.
Wait, but
you know
see,
what I'm saying?
It's crazy because, you know, like, y'all tell me who y'all like the most out of St. Louis. Who the craziest? Who makes the dopest music to y'all?
Me, I mean, I'm a fan of all of y'all.
No, not that. I mean, like, mainstream artists. What mainstream artists do we have
like
right now? No, mainstream.
Mainstream.
Oh, we got, I mean, I don't listen to anybody mainstream.
Okay, cool. That's all I'm saying. So you got to think, like you see, like you brought up Tef. You say you like Tef. You know, Tef is underground.
He's an
MC. You know what I'm saying? He's a rapper. He's a rapper's rapper. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So like the sound that was out 10 or 15 years ago, and this ain't no knock, it's just the whole fact that's gone. Like,
yeah,
that wave is done. Now you have to talk about something. And we are the most skilled people doing it. And we're doing everything on our own with no radio support, no, none of that shit. And we do everything. Like, we get, you go check us, all the celebrity shout us. Every last one of them.
Nigga, Puffy. I saw Puffy at your shit.
You got to understand, Puffy is my boy, though. You feel me? Like, yeah, man, that's not.
Puff.
Yeah, that's Puffy. That ain't. You know, that ain't nothing.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
rolling with you, nigga.
Yeah, it's like that.
You be
like,
standing with the niggas in the background.
Nigga, I'm going to be the nigga, and they going to be like, ain't that comedian?
But the crazy part is, though, that moment you'd have been there, that could have changed everything. That moment. It's like, you know, when you sitting in a VIP with Puffy, and it's weird. It's like you sitting here next to him, like I'm saying, yeah. And, you know, it's that. That's totally weird. It's a weird feeling. But we become numb to it because we do it so much now.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right.
So
it's an everyday thing.
The people that we've been in the studio with and been parties with and, you know, hang out with when we out of town. It's crazy.
I'm saying, I know some famous comics, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. You out there. What you mean? Yeah. No, come on. No, wait a minute. Let's watch your numbers now. Wait a minute. You doing what you're supposed to be doing.
I heard about that
Wednesday night. You know? Okay, there it goes. Well, you know what I'm saying? So, right now, you are the king of your world.
Hey, you flat see? Out.
Yeah,
true.
So you're the king of your world, and that's the end of that. You know, but I think that this city is, I love it here, but it's backwards.
Yeah. You know, why you say that?
It's backwards because the shit they can't control, they won't support. That's what I think. Mm. You feel me? That's just what my thing is. You know, they know I don't give a fuck. They know I'm going to say whatever.
You mean control of the aspect of, like, we can't make them, tailor them to whatever we want them to be.
I think, you know, see, the problem is we can change this whole face. You know, like, and right now, this is what people don't know. A storm is coming. People don't even know that a storm is coming, and I'm finna fuck all this shit up. Like, y'all don't even know it. Like, this shit is gone. Like, it's gone. Like, you don't understand. Like, people have no idea. People have no idea what's going to happen. They don't know. And when this shit go, all this shit over.
I'm saying, like, our computers and shit going to crash.
No. I'm telling you right now. No, this ain't the Y2K. This ain't that. This is music is about to change heavily. And I'm going to be the new king of this bitch. And that's just what it's going to be.
Damn.
And I'm going to. I'm trying to. I'm listening. I'm trying to tell you. I'm gonna control everything.
But dude, the features he got alone.
No, listen, I want to tell you. I'm gonna control everything.
Like
every aspect.
Like Xbox 360 joystick.
I'm gonna have everything. I might have my hands in everything.
That's how it's supposed to be, bro.
You know, I'm gonna control.
Damn, like, can I join Javon on the stage?
Damn right.
No, you can't.
Let me tell you, 10% of everything, like 10% of everything. I'm on everything. We're gonna get this money, But I want anything that's moving, I want in on it. That's just how it go.
Javon, you gonna come for your comedy show?
I sure am.
Shit, damn right.
Look,
look, you
it's gonna
have all of it.
I'm gonna have it to the point where can't nobody do comedy unless they go through him. You feel me? They gotta go through the dude. You gotta go through him. You wanna throw a show or we shut it down. You funny too? Shut that shit down. You know what I'm saying?
Just like that.
Yeah,
flat
just
out.
Like that. Like if you got a show, if it's a new comic and he's not cooperating, with you know, he's not getting under the wing, you know. And if you wanna throw a show, okay, well, Javon throwing a free one. How about that?
Wow.
We throw a free one. So now you can't eat. We're going to put it all on TV. You can't eat. We're going to do that. You know, it's get down and lay down.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's going to be that.
I like that.
We're going to box the game up.
This
you
my
know
nigga
what I'm saying?
Right here, man.
Yeah, yeah. Control. Control is the key. You know, y'all going to see.
Control is the key.
Watch what I try to tell you.
So who any MCs you digging on now that's in the mainstream? So, I guess not battle rap.
My favorites, of course, Jay-Z is my favorite.
Okay.
Jay-Z. Then I got Drake. I like Drake. I like Pusha. I like Jeezy. You know, I got a weird blend of shit I like. I like Jeezy. I like, who else am I really into in rotation-wise? You know, Kendrick Lamar right now is, he the king right now.
Yeah.
You feel me? So,
you heard him on a remix of Jay-Z? You heard Jay-Z on a remix? What you think about that?
I think Jay-Z just special. You know, like, he just can say anything. But the way he makes it sound is incredible. Like, the shit he was saying in there was stupid. But, you know. That's Jay-Z. Like, that's not, you know, if Kobe get 50 a night, what you say, you shocked?
Yeah, you be like, oh, that's Kobe, yeah.
Kobe, you know
but
man?
I'm saying, would you say, I say this about Jay-Z, he's the most consistent rapper of all time.
He don't drop often either.
Yeah.
You know, he everything he touch, he killing it. He ain't playing with you. You feel me? So, you know, that's greatest. And he the oldest nigga doing it.
I say he's the most relevant 40-something-year-old rapper ever in the history of hip-hop.
Nas
ain't 40, though. Nas, like, 39.
How come he ain't
40? 38. About 38, 39.
That's 40.
He's trying to.
We talking about like up. Really,
oh,
like,
really 40. Okay, wait a minute. Buster told me he's 46.
Buster's 46.
Listen, did y'all shock y'all? We were sitting in the VIP and Buster told me, he said, "Bruh, you a baby." I said, "Nah, I'm grown." He said, "I'm 46." But the crazy part is when you look at him, you would never think that he's 46. How do you think Q-Tip is?
I know Q-Tip's
nigga about 46, 45.
Yeah. I know he's in the mid-40s.
And these my big homies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. These my big homies.
Hold on, let me do the math.
Damn, here, nigga, I'm sitting up here like, nigga, hold on, how?
That's why, right, because this dude came out with 89?
Puffy 45.
Yeah, but
Jay-Z is 45.
Yeah, this is all their era. This is their class. So, you know, they're grown. They just don't look it. They drink the best water.
Pac would be about 45, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Pac could be about 45.
About 43.
Yeah, 43. And then Biggie would be
close to 40. He'd be right at 40.
Yeah. So you
damn,
you
nigga. Hey, we getting old.
Nah, but you got to think. What young niggas are killing you right now? Ain't no young niggas running the game.
Nah, you right.
Ain't no. Right. Wayne 30? Wayne where? Yeah. So ain't no young niggas killing the game.
Wayne like 33 for real.
Yeah. Okay, so if he's 30, it's just round out of 30.
Yeah.
He's still a master at his craft. Eminem not old. I mean, he's not young. Yeah, he's grown.
Eminem 40?
The grown men are the ones. Look, how do you think Kanye is? About 35.
Yeah.
Yeah. T.I. 33. The kings are grown. They're not young. The youngest person making noise is Kendrick Lamar.
And Kendrick Lamar, about what, 25?
That's if I had to guess. And Drake, you know, of course, Drake say he's 23, but come on. Nah.
I think he's probably late 20s.
Drake like 27, 28.
No. Let's stop. First off, one thing that we know as men, you don't get a 5 o'clock shadow at 22.
Nah.
You don't do that. Nah. So,
look at my shit.
Yeah,
my
like, you see what I'm saying?
I'm 32.
See, you got to think. Nobody does that. You know, so if I had to bet on Drake and how polished he is, I would say he's at least 30, 31. At least. No, you got to think. When he was on the show, he looked 22 when he was acting.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
But, you know, he's marketed young. But, I mean, you don't get a 5 o'clock shadow. No, that don't happen.
No, you don't. But I agree with you on Drake. I think a lot of people get Drake. I saw some dudes, somebody hating on Drake today. They're talking about some he fake. And I'm like, Drake don't do nothing that necessarily, like, I don't understand how you can call
Drake.
He
does come off disingenuous in some videos.
How, though?
Like, the video I really started thinking about it was that video with him and French Montana and all them cat that popped that shit. He just seemed like he doesn't belong there, though. Like, he
but
didn't
if
belong.
They call
like
me and say, "Look, man, I got $100,000."
Oh, no. I'm not talking about fake. I'm just saying he just seems like he doesn't belong. Like, he doesn't, like, doesn't belong. I'm not saying he can't rhyme. He doesn't seem like he belongs with them guys.
I guess.
Who is that?
Talking about Drake. Well, like certain videos, you just seem like he's out of place.
Okay, I know what you're saying. Drake should not be hanging with the rappers that he should hang with.
Right. No. I mean, the videos and stuff, it seems like he doesn't belong. Like,
yeah, like, because he's greater as a talent. Drake should be almost mogul-like. He should be with the Jay-Z's, with the big dogs. And that's the only people saying. I mean, no knock to French and shit. French cool, you know, but that don't make sense to be kicking it with y'all. You feel me?
Yeah. Well, A Verb, we're going to get ready to get out and everything.
Yes, sir.
Let everybody know where they can hit you up and everything.
Oh, yeah. Twitter/A Verb, Facebook. I can't get them on friends, but Captain Marketable. I'm all over. Just search me, man. Just put in A Verb on Google. You'll get a hold of me. All
right, Javon, you got anything? Thoughts on anything?
I mean, you know, we got Class Clowns coming up on May 18th. What you doing on May 18th, though?
I'm with you. What are we doing?
Hey, man.
Oh, snap. For the cypher.
I'm going to rap when we rap on this later. Yeah. All right. So, May 18th, Class Clowns up at Plush. I got my man Bobby J from Kansas City and Howie Bell from Detroit coming down, man, to represent.
Your wins is still going on?
Yeah. That's open mic, though. But this is like
the big shit.
This like the URL of my, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that may need to come out. I only come out when the big dogs come out.
Yeah,
so
the big dogs definitely gonna be out. So Class Clowns May 18th, and you know, follow me on Twitter at Javon Bibbs, JOVANBIBBS, and that's how we gonna do it.
I'm in the building.
Yep.
May 18th, put me on the flyer.
Okay. Grim, you got anything? Any closing thought?
Nah, it's all.
Give me some beats.
Twitter. I got plenty of them too. DJ Reminis 10.
All right. Love to keep hitting us up on our email at straightolc@gmail.com. Twitter, straightolc as well. Then you can hit me up on Twitter at diggame. Also, one more thing. You can hit us up on our voicemail, the comments. Also, hit us up with your top 10 hood movies that we still going to do that.
Tier one
movies. we done broke down the best hood movies of all time. And we're going to, you know what I'm saying, count those down next week. We're going to go into the MCs next week, though, too. But this interview with A-Verb was so good, we couldn't even get into that list. We couldn't pass it up.
And I usually don't even show up. I'm just fucking with y'all.
And the voicemail you can hit us up is 206-339-0966.
Yes, sir.
Hit us up with your thoughts and everything. Let A-Verb you know. And definitely hit you up on Twitter. Hit you
yes,
up
sir.
On...
Yes, sir. Make sure.
You can shit, Google your name. I'll put you on...
Yeah, put me in. If you want me to come do... I only show up to the big show, so... You know, I only show up to the big show.
All right, so. And definitely we'll be back next week on Straight Outta Low Cash. Straight Outta Low Cash.